I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. Last November, while we were at the Hibbing High School Auditorium getting ready for the show, the Great Northern Radio Show, there was a camera crew there chronicling the day of creation of a live radio program. That crew included the host and producer Karen Sunderman of WDSE, WRPT, Duluth PBS series Making It Up North. It just started its third season last week. It's a four-time Emmy-nominated program. And Karen Sunderman is with us on KEXE KBXE. Hi, Karen. Thanks for being here.
Hey, you're welcome. Good morning. It's not that cold out there, guys.
You're from these parts, aren't you?
I know, exactly. You can tell by the accent. Yes. And at this point, you can tell by the squeak of the snow.
So, well, Karen, I know you had tons of footage from the Great Northern Radio Show. How on earth do you break it down to have
a half-hour show?
To show the best of the best or whatever.
Oh, it is so hard, but I have a great team. Steve Ash is the editor extraordinaire, and it's really hard to you know, pick your favorites, and it really isn't a good reflection of a two-hour radio show and a full day of preparation. But I think people get a plan and an idea of how much it takes to put together a radio show. It's amazing.
Why did you want to feature Great Northern on Making It Up North?
Well, I'm thinking I admire Aaron Brown and his writing, for one, mm-hmm. and I knew that this was kind of a hiatus show. This is a special project in his heart. And one of the things that we look for in making it is those common experiences we have. And in this case, it's the journey. It's the letting go and the transitions. So I thought Aaron and this radio show is such a beautiful example of a graceful exit, a graceful way to say, look, we accomplished some beautiful things and there's something more coming.
After breaking down that film, you still agree?
Actually, I do. I have many favorites, and the census skit is one of my favorites, so that's in there for sure.
The census skit, do you remember that one?
Yeah,
Jen?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't beat that, the history of the place we were in, the Hibbing High School Auditorium, and all of that that was going on that day. And the great music, like Jillian Ray, who we just played, is in concert tonight, and Sugar on the Roof and our house band. It was a great day. So that premieres tonight. What time?
It is on at 8 o'clock tonight, and it will also be posted online. So
okay.
Just like you serve people in direct broadcast, you know, you reach people in a lot of ways. So if you can't watch it on television tonight, please check it out online.
Okay. So, Karen, I want to ask a little bit about, is there going to be a party beforehand, first of all?
Well, we started something new this year, basically by request from makers that are out there in our community. We want to network. We want to meet each other. We're so busy doing our own thing, we never get to meet each other. So we started doing these meetup parties at Hoops Brewing in Duluth. So I know it's a long way from Grand Rapids. But we get together kind of just before the show and kibitz a little bit and watch the show and then kind of talk to other people. So I heard somebody, a knitter, say, oh, you're that Teresa who dyes the wool. You know, so it's making those connections. And I think that's what public media can do.
Yeah. You know, I got a chance to see the first episode last week with the North House Folk School. And I was telling John about this earlier, that there were four people that you spotlighted that have a two-year stint there and are makers of different things. And I was entranced by all of them, but especially the broom maker. And I think that's what the beauty of telling these kind of stories, not in a million years would I think that I would be interested in how brooms are made and the art of it. And it was fascinating.
Yeah, it makes you think. And what was really sweet is Mary Beth Garmo, the broom maker, drove down from Grand Marais, visited our watch party, you know, had some good wisdom to share with the group there, and then drove all the way back to Grand Marais. That is dedication.
Oh, my gosh. So why did you create this Making It Up North? Why do you think people like Mary Beth, I think that's what you said, and Aaron Brown should have a spotlight?
Well, I think these are people who make our community stronger and better. And they also are an example of perseverance. Often we ask, about failures, because I don't think people always want to acknowledge that this person who we see as super successful went through some trials to get there. But the crux of the show was kind of melding the creative entrepreneurship that is happening as people look around and, man, the economy is different than it was for our parents and for our parents' parents. So I think people are making things and want to be more in touch with their hands and the things they make. And they're also trying to figure out how to make a living doing it. So it's kind of the creative entrepreneurship business side as well as the maker side. At least that's the kind of line we're kind of walking down.
You make these artistic shows that are about musicians or makers. Are you a maker in another sense as well?
Well, I have two answers to that. One, I make stories. This is what I get to do. So this is my passion. I get to tell stories weaving music and video and music and sound and all of that together. So that's, in a sense, that is my art. And I'm also a crazy gardener. I love to garden. So that's a summertime passion. But I took some ukulele lessons. I'm trying a few other things. But at this point, storytelling and video is my art.
So can you give us any hints at what else will be going on this season on Making It Up North?
Well, tonight will be fabulous with the Great Northern Radio Show. And then we have a kind of convening of people who set the table for others, like a Betsy Bowen and her gallery in Grand Marais, and Annie Dugan and her art barn in Renshaw, and a couple of guys in Duluth who have the Pinnacle Point recording studio. So people that do different ways of getting other people to share their work. And then there's an episode on public arts. A lot of mural makers, I think around the region are finding a way to use their gifts that kind of tell community stories. There's a woman who is doing the Chief Buffalo mural in the Canal Park area of Duluth. So there's some good stories in there. Then we have a sustainability-ish episode that highlights people who are being thoughtful about using plastics and using birch bark and using the materials around us. So it's quite an array. I'm interested in everything, and I don't know if that's a gift or a curse.
I wonder if you tell us about why, so you are a maker of stories, but why public media? Why do you think public media is important, especially to smaller areas like Duluth, like small towns across northern Minnesota?
Well, I think it brings our community together. It shares opportunities and conversation. I think, frankly, rural people, I grew up in a town of 3,000 people in southern Minnesota, so I'm a small town girl forever. And I think I hear the national conversations talking about the American people, and they lump everybody together like they think rural people are just one person. And I think there's way more complexity and way more diversity and creativity in rural towns and communities than people understand, unless you live in one and you have the gift of public media that kind of sparks that high quality level and also gets the humor. You can tell a deer camp story and people understand it here.
The Great Northern Radio Show is on the episode of Making It Up North tonight on Duluth PBS, PBS North. It's WDSEWRPT. It's at 8 o'clock tonight. Is that right?
On at 8 o'clock.
Okay, and you can also find it on the website as well after
exactly.
It debuts.
And I just want to put in a little plug. Then there's a little music show called The Playlist Presents afterwards, and then Native Report is on. And that's a program that comes from a small town, Duluth and our area, and is broadcast kind of nationwide, distributed. Okay. So it really gives us an opportunity for rural people to show and indigenous people to show kind of who they are and what they do and use their voices, which I think is awesome.
And I just was going to give a little plug. I get to come over to your neck of the woods on Friday night. I'll be on Almanac North talking about our Strong Women Project at KEXE, KBXE. So I know you work a lot, but if you're around, it'd be great to see you.
Yeah, thank you for making the trip, because that's another way we have of sharing those stories, and what you're doing is great. So thank you, Heidi.
You're
and
welcome.
Nice meeting you, John.
Nice meeting you.
That's Karen Sunderman. Thanks a lot from PBS North, Duluth PBS. And we got a question about whether it's on Lakeland PBS, because the western part of our listening area, I don't think it is, but I think they are. Each station is doing some really interesting stuff, highlighting local folks, and you can find their programs, like Common Ground is on Lakeland PBS.
That's tonight, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you can catch those on each of their websites as well. If you have questions, you can call us at 800-662-5799.